MW Mobile.
KO4HGX.
PF4NXY.
Morning, Patrick. Just sitting here in the drive waiting to defrost.
Needed this morning. I got in late enough last night that mine didn't need defrosting, but everything else is frozen up.
Sitting here drinking coffee and ate a bowl of cereal and catching up on the weather report.
What's the weather supposed to be today?
Nice and sunshiny today, and a good bit of rain tomorrow morning.
Not the white stuff.
No snow or ice coming, so might get a little windy, but other than that, it's just going to be a good bit of rain in the morning. You pick it up, I'm going to sit here and drink a little bit of this coffee and get woke up. KF4NXY.
You have a good morning. If I don't talk to you again, enjoy your coffee. Thanks for the weather update. KO4HGX.
73 David. I think I heard Andrew over there on the 285, KN4TSW.
CFO. Good morning, gentlemen. KO4CEF.
It's on your first day back. Good morning.
Still wasn't my first day back.
Four from playing.
Really? I wasn't even really that sore yesterday, but at least I got some chores done.
One or two items off that honey-do list.
My honey-do list, my list that I had, my son's room was like a bomb went off. And so I went in there and helped him straighten it up, rearrange it, try to make it look good. I'll give it about a month or two. We'll see what happens.
It was a busy weekend, but it was a good one.
It's a good one. We just did a bunch of canning on Sunday.
What time are you?
It's stew beef, chicken, turkey, and pork.
Confident to do stuff like that, but man, I know if you don't do it right, man, you can make your whole family sick or yourself at least.
Sure, in time, as long as you sit there and watch it, it ain't too bad.
I've always just heard that if you don't do it right or don't do a good job, you know, obviously bacteria gets in there and make everybody sick.
Cold packed it with raw meat, put our spices, a little bit of pickling salt in it, and then do it for the proper amount of time. It's 75 minutes for pints. And I mean, they all seal up. When you pull them out, you know, they'll still be bubbling.
Still put pickling salt in your meat to do it?
Quarter teaspoon, I think it is, and that I guess it keeps the bacteria from being able to grow or something.
I didn't figure you'd put that in. I figured just regular salt with that, but that's good to know. Did you get a recipe somewhere or a process for doing that?
Online, and then, you know, went down through them, and they all called for pickling salt, but not regular salt. They don't want you to use regular salt.
I just was curious why the pickling salt with meat. I know with vegetables and stuff like that, so, but I get it now.
It is, I mean, especially with the stew beef. Man, you've never seen stew beef that tender.
Into giving that a try. I've done vegetables and plenty of them, but never any meat.
It'll be this summer for us.
All year? I mean, do they last a year?
Several years. I mean, we've canned turkey from Thanksgiving, leftover turkey, and had it, you know, 10 months later. But we don't necessarily do it to, you know, have a stockpile as much as it just makes dinner really easy for us in the evening. I mean, you just throw on some rice and open up some stew beef and some gravy in 20 minutes, Jerry.
I'd love to give it a try, but I just don't trust that I'd end up screwing something up.
small batch until you get comfortable with it, just one or two jars.
It was, you know, I just went and bought a little package of stew beef and that, cut it up, put it in there. I think my first try was actually salmon and that, but yeah, it works good. You don't have to put anything in there. It cooks in its own juice and everything. And if it, you know, if it didn't seal, you'll know as soon as you take the ring off, you know, or it'll pop itself up. Get to what, 220 something, 230 to kill the bacteria for a certain amount of time. And I think at like 13 PSI, it's like 240 something. So that should be more than enough.
Like I remember, for every PSI, it's like 3 degrees above boiling. So that'll get you close, I believe that's right. It's been a while since I've looked at that. Okay, over there. Okay, 4HKX.
On the 85, I had to pay attention for a little bit. So y'all gonna partake in Winterfield Day? KO4CEF.
Just to be there.
Everybody gonna be there. I think I'd like to go just to, not to, you know, talk on the radio, but at least to meet some people, put some faces to call signs.
The field opens up at 10, but nobody starts transmitting until 2 o'clock, so got some setup time.
Dave, you know, he just lives kind of down there behind Little Rebel, and man, that's close to my house. I haven't met him yet. Or I may have passed him in the storm, didn't know who he was.
Ability. How late I want to stay, or whether I want to sleep in the tent or not.
I'll stay tonight, but I'll probably stay late. The only reason I don't know if I'm going to stay is I'm trying to find somebody to open Sunday school for me. I'm going to have to be there for that one if not.
What's that on that?
Well, as long as I can find somebody to open for me, it ain't no big deal. I can miss, but then it depends on where we're going to stay, I believe.
Think about doing it from the house, you can go sleep in your own bed.
Spend enough time in the tent this week, ain't it?
Radio you bringing?
857, just calls. But I've got the 7100 I could bring in, or the 706, so I don't know. Just trying to figure that out.
Both of mine.
6100.
Between the Zygu and the 7100 with me.
Probably going to have to go ahead and make the jump over this morning. It's getting a little tricky.
KO4CFQSY.
KN4TFWQSY.